What you gonna do? Your door roller gone. What you gonna do? Your door roller gone. You better make some biscuits until she come home. It rained a letter this morning. Do you reckon it rained? Said, now hurry home, boy. Your special rider, she did.
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
At the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go, riding along in my
WRCT Pittsburgh, music for people on the go.
I sent you to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear.
Kenny?
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Think about the love that burns within my heart. Thank you. Thank you. Charlie Watts. Charlie Watts, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop my heart from loving you. If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, it's the Mockster from Friday night's radio program here on WRCT called Viva La Mock. And guess what? I have 30 minutes of music from Robin Hitchcock that I have curated especially for you. Born March 3rd, 1953, Robin Hitchcock first came onto the music scene in the mid-1970s as the lead singer of the English band The Soft Boys. After their breakup in 1981, Hitchcock embarked on a solo career. In the next 30 minutes, we will crisscross 40 years of solo work from Robin Hitchcock. But let's start things off with something from his debut.
We head downhill, our hands fly back, our fingers freeze, our hair falls out, our hair falls out, our fingers freeze, our hair falls out. The iron piston pumps and spouts, the steaming air as hot as sprouts. All aboard!
Top, the Flower in the dark.
From his 1993 album Respect, that's the Yip Song from Robin Hitchcock. Before that, from 1999's Jewels for Sophia, it was Sally Was a Legend. Also, Sicky Boy in there from 2010's Propeller, and start off the entire set from 1981, Brenda's Iron Sledge. Let's move on to Robin Hitchcock's third album, 1984's I Often Dream of Trains, and the title track.
I often dream of trains when I'm alone. I ride on them into another zone. I dream of them constantly, heading for paradise, or Basingstoke, or Reading. I often dream of trains when I'm awake. They ride along beside a frozen lake, and there in the buffet car I wait for eternity, or Basingstoke, or Reading. I often dream of trains till it gets light. The summer turns to winter overnight. The leaves fall so suddenly, the sun
sun sets at 4 o'clock, exactly what I'm dreading.
I often dream of trains when I'm with you. I wonder if you dream about them too. Maybe we'll meet one night out in the corridor. I'm waiting for you, baby. Baby.
adventure rocket ship inside a head parade. A message from the future, you crash upon a star. Attention rocket ship, a message from the grave. You rock me like a pharaoh, I hear you in my voice. You crash upon a star. Adventure rocket ship,
from Ole Tarantula. That is Robin Hitchcock along with the Venus 3 doing Adventure Rocket Ship. Before that, from 1988's Globe of Frogs album, and this time with the Egyptians, it was Robin Hitchcock and Balloon Man. Also played from 2017, a self-titled album that Robin Hitchcock put out, Mad Shelley's Letterbox, and then I started the entire set from his 1984 third album, the title track, I Often Dream of Trains. One more song to end this set. Going back to Robin's 1989 Queen Elvis album, it's Madonna of the Watch.
Love.
Thanks again for listening. That has been 30 minutes of Robin Hitchcock, courtesy of me, or I should say curated by me, The Mockster. Don't forget my show Friday night at 9 p.m., but I also want to remind you on Thursday nights you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, and he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. Again, that's Thursdays at 8 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Don't forget, Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And although the doors to the theater are closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House is still hosting many events online and in person when possible. They're trying their best to keep film culture strong in Pittsburgh through this pandemic. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street. Again, that's in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call them up at 412-904-3225.
Hey, look how cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for whiskey before breakfast? I am. Hey, it's Amanda Richard. Thanks so much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Yeah, we've got a great show for you. Start off on the liquored up side of the family, end up on the gospel side of the family, and in between, all sorts of interesting music for you. I've picked out some of my favorites for the liquored up set, but I guarantee you I haven't played any of these in at least a year. Tom T. Hall, I Like Beer.
In some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind,
feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
I met her at a shopping mall in Nashville, as pretty as could be, and that's the truth. First she told me that her name was Mary. Later on she told me that her name was Ruth. And I thought that I had found the perfect woman. Then the truth, it hit me right between the eyes.